Well, welcome everyone to our midweek podcast. You might like to turn to Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 16, and let's pray. Father, your word is food for our souls, so we pray that we might receive your word with humble and thankful hearts, ready to be fed, that we might grow into the likeness of Jesus. And we ask it in his name. Amen. So Galatians 5 from verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Well, we're 5 weeks into the lockdown now. As someone put it to me, the novelty has worn off, and all of us will be facing certain struggles. Struggling just feeling cooped up at home, I think the change in the weather makes us feel that more. Struggling with loneliness in different ways. Meeting on Zoom and speaking on the phone is great, but it's not the same as being together. Struggling with monitoring school children working from home. Struggling with technology, struggling with uncertainty or worry about finance or what the future holds. We may be facing many of these, but the Bible says the biggest struggles we'll face at this time, as at any time, will be in our hearts. In this passage, Paul describes the battle that goes on in every Christian, the battle between our natural, self-serving, sinful nature and the work of the Holy Spirit, who is changing our desires so that we put God and others before ourselves. If you ever doubted that you are in a spiritual conflict, look through the list in verses 19 to 21. We may not be tempted to engage in debauchery or witchcraft, but the temptations to sexual immorality, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition and envy can be very close to home when we're all stuck at home, when we're either living on top of each other or as we compare our situation with others. And if you look through the list of qualities in verses 22 to 23, I'm sure you'll agree they are exactly the things you most need today, exactly the character traits that will be a blessing to you and to others with whom you're in most contact. So in the heat of the daily battle, we need to hear Paul's battle cry. Verse 17, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Yet this is where we can easily get it wrong. We think, right, what I need to do is to work harder at being patient. At work, I need to make myself a kinder husband or wife. I need to summon up more self-control with the kids. But part of Paul's reason in writing this letter is to say that will never work. Turn back if you can, or let me read chapter 3, verses 2 to 3. Paul says, I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? If I can paraphrase, Paul's saying, you didn't become a Christian and receive salvation by trying to be better, by working hard at your character, by making a greater effort to keep the rules. No, you came to Jesus empty-handed, admitting you could never save yourself, but were dependent on him alone. Well, if that's how you began, why are you trying to make progress in the Christian life by depending on yourself again? So as we face the daily battle, we need to admit we cannot change ourselves. Only God can produce this good fruit in our lives. So today, let's acknowledge our dependence on him and ask for his grace and power to live for him and for others instead of ourselves. Well, let's pray together. Father, we praise you for the grace and mercy that you have shown us in Jesus Christ. Forgive us the ways that we have lived to serve ourselves rather than others this week. And forgive our foolishness when we think we can change our own hearts. But we thank you that Jesus came not only to pay for our sins, but also to change our hearts by your Spirit. So we ask, Father, that you would do in us what we cannot do ourselves. In your kindness, would you grow all these qualities in us? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, so that our lives might be a blessing to others and reflect glory to the Lord Jesus. We ask in his name. Amen. Father, we continue to pray about the pandemic, thankful that you are sovereign and that you hear the cries of your people. We thank you that it appears that we have passed the peak and that the government's measures have protected the NHS from being overwhelmed as feared. We thank you for having mercy on our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, that he's been able to return to his duties. We pray that you'd give him and his advisers and all world leaders great wisdom as they work out when and how we can come out of lockdown. Yet we also pray for the growth of the gospel around the world. We pray that you would feed and sustain your children wherever they are. We think especially of the persecuted church and ask that you, our Heavenly Father, would provide for all your people. And we pray that in this time of uncertainty and distress, you would graciously bring the gospel of Jesus into many lives and hearts. We pray that when churches are able to gather again, you will have added to our number. And we ask that you would have used this time also to purify and strengthen the faith of your people, that we would be less attached to the prizes of this world, that we would love you more and be more concerned for eternal things. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, we pray for our own church family. Please, Father, would you watch over our older members? Would you guard their health and strengthen their hope in you? We pray for the Bruce family and ask that you would protect Rachel and their baby over the next week or so. We pray for a safe delivery and much joy and thankfulness in the family. And now we bring to mind others we know who are in particular need. Father, we thank you that we can entrust them and one another and all things to your hands. Amen. Well, thank you for listening in. Let's keep one another in our prayers. To help with that, the new prayer diary for May is attached to the email that this podcast came with. Otherwise, look out for the email on Friday, which will have all the details for this Sunday's service.